Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be.
It's been 40 years since the world first heard the Beatles singing that song, 40 years since Let It Be was released, an iconic record. So iconic, in fact, that it has been remade countless times.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me.
Speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Let it be. Let it be.
That's Joan Baez, Meatloaf, and John Denver with their versions, but there's lots and lots of different renditions of this classic, and one more we can add to that list, paying tribute to the Beatles, Roberta Flack. She's releasing her own album of Beatles covers later this year, and she joins us now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's nice to speak to you, Celeste.
Thanks so much for joining us. I first wanted to play some of the music that you're well known for. There's, of course, The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face.
The first time.
And Killing Me Softly.
Drumming my bed with his fingers, singing my life with his words.
And of course this one.
Where is the love you said was mine, all mine, till the end.
So for those who know you because of your soul music, your R&B and jazz music as well, the Beatles is a bit of a departure for you.
Well, not for me, you know, but perhaps for people who have only listen to me perform by way of my recordings, but those fans that I've been able to gather through the years who've come to see me perform in person, you know, and I've done Beatles songs through the years. I started out as a performer in Washington, D.C. about the time that the Beatles, like, hit around the entire universe. I was just getting my bearings, you know, and listening to everything and everybody, and the Beatles were just overwhelmingly, you know, in my ears, and I must say that I absolutely love their music, love everything that they've done.
Well, let's listen to actually to your version of Here Comes the Sun. This is an exclusive preview from your album. This, of course, is another song that has been remade by a number of artists. Tell me what you heard in this and what led to you finding a new interpretation of it.
Well, a friend of mine who still works with me from time to time, an engineer, was having some personal domestic problems, and he came into my room in Japan and said, Roberta, I can't do anything. I'm just totally washed out. I can't engineer your show. Well, we had a big show, and I said, no, you can't say that. You have to do this. And he said, I'm just no good, and he was in tears. And I said, well, listen, it's going to be okay. So I took the song and I said to him, Howie, this is a message for you. Here comes the sun. And so that was my inspiration. The way that I do it is much slower than their performance. And my version is just all about the passion of what those words mean. You know, whatever the darkness is that's in your life, the sun is just over the horizon, you know.
You know, one of the things, I grew up listening to you, and one of the things I loved about you was not only your crystal clear diction, I could understand every word that you said, but you had such a gorgeous, simple style. And when I compare that to the really highly ornamented R&B that I hear today, I almost feel as though your more spare and open singing style kind of helps me appreciate the music and the melody itself. And I'm wondering, is that something that you brought to the Beatles as well?
I did. You know what I mean? Is that something I brought to my efforts to do their music?
Right.
It is. But I really don't think that anybody has to do that to Beatles music, because the Beatles songs in their originality, you know, in their birth, each one of them are very, very simple. I mean, even the complexity of something like Come Together, Get Back, you know, I'm thinking of those songs because they're up-tempo. I can't think of anything that they've done that is really so complex that the melody escapes you. There were clever songs. There were songs that had specific stories to tell. So I think that what I brought to Here Comes the Sun, and what I bring to the Beatles songs are just my feeling about stories. You know, I think of myself as a storyteller, and I think of myself as a person who does not need to embellish a note. I don't think that I could, if I wanted to, do some of those things that these younger kids do. They seem to grow up, they seem to come into the world singing, you know, just all these amazing riffs and runs. And my message, you know, to anybody as a musician and a person who wants music to be heard and adored and loved forever and ever, ever, amen, is that that is the primary point. If you can get a message across, if you know, I like to say to people that when James Brown, rest in peace, when James Brown started to sing, Celeste, he was singing, please, please, please. And that there was that gorgeous melody, melodic voice, you know. But by the time he finished singing, whatever had happened to him in his life and his horse, he was just saying, good God. And people were going crazy because it was his ability to make you feel, you know, get on up, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
it was his ability to make you feel that. He didn't have to sing legato and sing with beautiful sound.
Well, if there's one thing that you have done throughout your career is to sing not only legato but always with beautiful sound, and certainly been able to move audiences for decades through your career. Roberta Flack, known for her great monster hits, First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, Killing Me Softly with His Love, now brand new album coming out as a tribute to the Beatles. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Let it be.
I think Roberta Flack should just can the Beatles. Forget the Beatles. She should cover James Brown. Did you hear that?
I know.
She should do a James Brown cover album. If you want to catch up on that conversation or anything else on the show, get our podcast, re-listen on demand, go to thetakeaway.org, and you can get conversations started there, too. We're going to talk about investing with Beth Koblenner on our DIY bailout tomorrow. Join the conversation. I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway.